We mentioned the idea of Tanis Esther. We'll mention briefly about the idea of Simcha, that you're supposed to have Marvin B'Simcha on Adar. In the month of Adar, we have the idea of, and that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnichas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. It doesn't seem to even say it earlier on in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Siman that talks about Tanis Esther, he mentions the idea that when Adar comes, you're supposed to have extra Simcha. And this is compared to that of Av. In the month of Av, you're supposed to have extra sadness, or mematim b'simcha is a better terminology. We limit our simcha, and Adar, you increase your simcha you have. When is that? It's referring to the entire month of Adar, which means even after Purim, it's a time that a person has extra levels of simcha. How does the simcha actually define? Well, first of all, it doesn't really apply, according to most poskim, it does not apply to Adar Rishon. So if you've been doing some extra rejoicing in this month, you'll be following a minority view. But the majority view is that the extra simcha you have in Adar is in the second month of Adar, and the Adar that's closest to Pesach. Whenever referred to which Adar is the primary, it's the one that's closest to the Geula, to the redemption of Nisan. Just as if we have a Geula in Adar, we put it back-to-back to that of Nisan. So whichever Adar is going to be backing up to Nisan, that's going to be your primary Adar, and that is going to be the Adar that's going to have the simcha associated with it. How do you define this increasing simcha that a person is supposed to do? So it's not clear. Some of the commentaries say, since it doesn't tell you what to do, it means whatever is simcha for you, that is what you should actually increase. They quote in the name of the stipler here in the Dirshu that he would drink wine in the month of Adar, because that was something that, I guess, brought him an extra level of simcha. Some say it's eating and drinking during this month. Again, it's the whole month. It's not just like before Purim, it's not just Purim, it's the whole month. So whatever that level of simcha that brings you to simcha can be, it's the entire month of, in this case here, Adar Sheni, the second month of Adar, that a person is going to do. So Rav Shlomo Zalman here, they quote, pe'ulos shel simcha, you don't have to do something that's pe'ulos, actions that bring you simcha. You don't have a requirement to go to Magic Mountain or, you know, hire a magician. That's not necessarily going to do it. But rather, listen to these words, Lahaser milibo b'yamim elu kol daiga va'atziv. Your job in this month is to remove from your heart any worry and sadness. That's your job. Your job in the month of Adar is to remove all possible worry. Ugh, that means you can't watch the news. unbelievable, right? So, right, you have to take away all types of daiga worry and sadness from your heart. That's your obligation. It's not about amusement parks. It's not about eating, drinking. You got to work on it. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. In the month of Adar, you have to increase that simcha. Likely, that would mean that you're working on your emunah and your bitachon and things like that that a person's actually doing. But the idea is that a person has to do something that brings that out. They quote here in the name of the Sefer Sha'ar Yisaschar that it means anytime you increase your simcha, Yesh b'zeh mitzvah. If you do anything in the month of Adar that brings you to a higher level of happiness, a higher level of joy, you're actually fulfilling a mitzvah at that moment. Interesting idea. So there can be so many different things that a person can do that actually increase their simcha. Why? Because it's Adar, and because you sense the geula, so you're actually rejoicing in this particular scenario. And as we said, different types of things that different people can do can actually bring a person to that level of simcha. So as the next month of Adar is going to be coming up, plan for yourselves how you're going to remove worry, sadness, how you're going to increase simcha, not just your lives and other people's lives as well, and you'll be fulfilling a mitzvah in that.